This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Second down and 5 from the Houston 22. Watson under center again with Miller the lone back. Here's another give to Miller. Running left has a hole. 25 to the outside. 30, 35 and out of bounds across the 40-yard line. Nice run, Lamar Miller.
Mark Vandermeer with the call. Texans topped the 49ers 17-10 yesterday. Do you like Sports Radio 610 on Facebook yet? If you don't, why not? Go like us and also follow us on Twitter at Sports Radio 610. A lot of people weighing in the loop question of the day. What flavor is red Kool-Aid? I say cherry. Fred says
fruit punch.
Lopez says
I said cherry initially, but I looked it up on Kool-Aid.com. I went to the echo. We heard
look at
some,
you.
We got a million texts.
Yeah.
So I actually went to Kool-Aid.com. Now I've closed it since then, but there's three reds.
Yeah, they've revolutionized a little bit.
Yeah, there's a cherry, there's a fruit punch, which I think that was the original.
Yeah, I think that was
too. There's a cherry, there's a fruit punch, and there's a strawberry.
Okay.
That's on Kool-Aid.com.
Man, remember those Kool-Aid plastic ones? The plastic ones.
Oh, yeah. The gushers. We're also getting some insight, too. Now, we've gotten two different deals here. Mix orange and green, and you get brown.
No, thank you.
But this guy's saying mix grape and orange, and you get brown.
We used to call them suicides.
That's what I always thought it was.
Yeah.
Also catching some flack about Pat Mahomes. One's not so nice. Said very not nice.
Mahomes was not bad. Now he missed his target. I mean, hit the guy, but missed his target. I think I texted you about one. Had he put the ball in front of him, it would have been a first down. But that's what the preseason's for.
That is what the preseason's for.
I'm not going to beat him up for that.
No, and then there was a couple plays, too. I mean, hell, where Duke Ejiofor just ran past the right tackle and got into his face. Christian Covington looked good last night in spot duty as well. And Christian Covington's another one of those guys.
Yeah.
We all know what this guy can bring to the table when he's healthy, but he's another guy that just hasn't been able to stay healthy over the course of his first few years. All right, can I get some takeaway music? Landry Locker.
Oh, we got your takeaways now. We had mine earlier.
It's Friday, baby.
Yeah, it's Friday.
How we doing?
All right, numero uno. They'll keep Brandon Weeden. I think we all agree on that. He's a 9-7 surprise just waiting to happen. But I believe they're also going to keep, and to pay off the tees, they're going to keep Joe Webb the third. Anytime you're a third, you're okay in my book, considering I'm a third as well. But they're going to keep Joe Webb. Joe Webb looks very Deshaun Watson-ish at times, especially with his ability to scramble the football. Now, of course, throwing the ball. Although he did throw the ball better last night. Than what I expected him to. But as you alluded to in the first segment, Landry, he just does things as far as, listen, he can play wide receiver if he absolutely needed to, because he has done that in the National Football League. He recovered a kick yesterday as well. So he's a guy that, again, for a team that, you know, I think on the back half of that wide receiver depth, can always use a guy that could do a little bit of versatility there. Joe Webb gives you that.
Yeah.
He could be your sixth-string wide receiver, your third-string quarterback, and help you on special teams as well. He just does too many good things, or he's valuable in too many areas. I think Joe Webb makes this team.
It's the V word that Brian Gain always uses.
Versatile.
Versatile. He's usually talking about O-linemen, but Joe Webb doing a little bit of everything.
He does do a little bit of everything.
You want a crazy, piping, hot prediction?
What if I said no?
Do you?
I do.
Okay, there you go.
I do. Because the way you built this up makes it sound like, because if it's not any good, then we're going to go ahead and make fun of
it. I absolutely agree with you on everything. He does all that. He's returned a kick for a touchdown in the NFL.
There you go.
He got rid
of number 14, he can do too, anything. Which is what I really am happy about.
But here's my hot take. I think they keep him and use him in a trick play at least once this season.
Oh, no. Is that that hot of a take?
Wow,
yeah.
I mean, is that what we're calling a scorching hot take?
Can we call 911 real quick?
Here's why it's scorching hot, because he's going to have to be active.
What do you mean he doesn't have to be active?
He will have to be active.
Oh, he'll have to be active.
Yeah, to use him in a game.
Well, if he's covering kicks,
he might be active anyway, yeah.
Yeah, plus, and again, I think the fact that he can play wide receiver certainly helps, too. So, I'll tell you what, man, cool him off. That is, it got hot in here all of a sudden from
getting
that take.
Hot
Uh-oh,
in.
Joe
yeah.
Webb. playing trick plays from Joe Webb.
Darn
you heard
right.
it here first from yeah. one the only, John Hot Take Lopez. Number two.
I feel like you're mocking
Chill
me.
Out, Skip.
Me?
Chill out, Skip.
I feel like you're mocking
never,
me.
Never, John Lopez. Never. Self-aware. That's what that's the thing we love about John Lopez. Very self-aware. Number two, I'm not breaking any real news here. We've already said this. Jordan Akins, playmaker.
Jordan football.
He certainly was that last night. We're going to see more of that over the course of the season. I say five. I'll tell you what. We'll just set it right now. 5.5 over-under on touchdowns this year.
I'll take the over. Why not? It's hot right now. I'll just buy it. Why not?
He's hot. He's hot. Let's all do it. Let's all do it. Will he be the starting wide receiver? Will he be the number one tight end when the season's all over?
No.
No?
Ryan Griffin.
I think he's
wrong.
I think Ryan Griffin is the starter. He's earned it. But I think he's the co-starter when they go two tight ends.
He
like
will
they
be
did
the co-starter,
night.
But yeah. I think as the season wears on, you will find Jordan Akins will be the security blanket for one number, Deshaun Watson. Number three, Duke Ejiofor will be the defense's version of Deontay Foreman this year. He's just a natural pass rusher. And what do I mean by that, boys? Well, I'll tell you exactly what I mean by that. He just looks the part running. Or excuse me. I'll put it like this, and you guys know how much I love Jadeveon Clowney. He showed more pass rush moves last night than Jadeveon Clowney has in 4 years.
Well, that's Clowney's big, that's his big set issue,
that
I
is.
Guess.
It yeah, is. Yeah, yeah. We can all agree on that. He's a natural pass rusher just in the same sense that Deontay mm-hmm. Foreman is the best natural running back on this football team. He is going to be this year's Deontay Foreman, although he's going to get more touches and knock on whatever this is, he doesn't blow out his Achilles.
The two best players arguably yesterday were rookies. I mean, you had Akins tied in two touchdowns, and you had Ejiofor all over the place. And he was working against the starting right tackle there for a little bit. He was giving him the business
bit. He was. I like that take.
No, he certainly did. Numero cuatro, neither Kareem nor your boy Justin Reed, let's pump the brakes, Landry Locker, did anything special last night. In fact, I want to say Justin Reed
he gave up to Travis Kelce.
Yeah, no. He got okie-doked a couple times last night. But again, it's week one. I think that's what that's what he said to him after because he's on the football field.
It was the first play of the game. Justin Reed got welcomed to the NFL a little bit.
Did.
Got shook by Travis Kelce.
Yes,
but he recovered. And then also when they stopped him on third down, Justin Reed was involved in the run game. So a lot of times DB's got to have that short memory. Justin Reed showed that short memory. And let's be honest, there's no shame in getting juked by Travis Kelce.
No.
Travis Kelce is the best tight end in the league right now.
He could be.
Not named wrong.
And they both started. So, obviously there was no honey badger. But
no.
They both started, so they're playing different positions back there.
Numero cinco, O-line, not awful, but not that great either. The left side needs work. It's too bad that Richie Incognito is a psychopath, because if he wasn't, then that'd be somebody that'd be worth bringing in, because Kelemente looked like a pig on skates, to borrow a term from our boy Teddy J. He didn't look abysmal last night, but...
just like a pig on skates.
Let's just put it like this. No one's going to get him confused for Brian Waters anytime soon
after the Teddy J performance last night.
The entire offensive line, again, it's kind of 6-1. Half a dozen to another. Outside of the 19-yard pickup by Lamar Miller early in the first quarter, the offensive line running the ball did not look great at all. Of course, on the pass pro, I thought they did look better there. So again, not good, not great, not awful, but there's definitely a work in progress. And the backups, well, I think Greg Mance might be pushing Nick Martin for the starting position when it's all
said
and done.
That is a hot take.
That's a hot take.
You guys are welcome. Numero seis, Lamar Miller. We've heard about how slim he looks. He definitely looks slim. He looked good on that 19-yard run last night. Didn't look great on that third and one. And were you guys a little mystified as to why on fourth and one, it's preseason, who cares, why you wouldn't with your first team, or at the very least, you got your first team offense out there, why wouldn't you go for it on fourth and one just because you've got a game short yardage situation?
Just because it's a real physical situation. And I mean, a lot of times we see quarterbacks get hurt on QB sneaks. We see running backs get hurt on short yardage. You got starters who are foaming at the mouth. I had no problem punting there to see the defense, but however, Lopez, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I know he's your fishing buddy, but Shane Leckler, when we're at midfield, I got to get it better than the 11-yard line there.
Oh, just the 11, huh?
I got to get it a little bit better than that. I got to get it inside the 10 at least.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, Leckler looked good. I thought he was pretty good. No, but on your...
Leckler could have kicked it with his right foot, and John, what is that? That just shows you his versatility.
Left foot. On the fourth and one, I don't care. I think a lot of people were on Twitter were saying that. It's preseason. Bill O'Brien, still going to Bill O'Brien. Come on, he's wanted to get the hell out of there.
But at the end of the game, I would have kicked the field goal, because he went for it on fourth and one inside the five. I would have kicked the field goal, or I would have ran it with either Pope or Irvin, guys that have an actual chance to make the roster.
Yeah.
just to see what they're made of in that situation. A fourth and one. Hey, Pope, here you go. You get this. This game's over. I'd like to see that instead of some schmuck who's not even going to be on the squad.
Yeah.
Don't we agree, though, that on a third and one in a game, it's probably going to be Deontay Foreman carrying the rock on a third and short?
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too.
Number seven, I'm not breaking any news here. We've already joked around about this already. Tyler Urban and Steven Anderson's agents should be scanning other teams' rosters today.
In fact, they should not today.
No, they probably should. I would have started last night. I probably would have stayed up after the game and started reaching out to other teams. Hey, do you want an undersized running back who goes down easily?
Mike Sherman needs to be on the line with them. Those guys might be in Canada by the end of the year.
Right. They might thrive.
Yeah.
Like Johnny Football.
Yeah. No question about that. Numero ocho, Zach Cunningham is going to be good, possibly scary good. The way he, and of course, again, shout out to our boy Spencer Tillman, who lauded this play over and over and over, and he might still be doing it on the bus ride home. That was a great interception he made. I mean, again, he was actually going into coverage, tracked the football, turned around, made the interception. He's just so long. He's fast. We've talked about this. Bernardo McKinney, even though he hates me and John, did say some very nice things about how he feels about this defensive group in general, but about this linebacker, fastest linebacking group he's ever been a part of, and probably the fastest linebacking group in the National Football League. Zach Cunningham, Bernardrick McKinney, these outside linebackers, which you've got plenty of depth. This is one thing
And you got Merciless and Cloudy.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and we didn't even
Dylan
see
Cole.
Them last night. Dylan Cole doing his thing. This linebacking group, this is by far, to me, after just one game, and again, it's an overreaction Friday, this is the deepest but the most talented group on this Texans football team.
I think it's I said it was yesterday or day before. If not the AFC, it's the best linebacking group in the NFL.
It's definitely in the conversation.
And you just look at that play where Cunningham got the interception. I talked about Rick Smith's final draft. We're talking about Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Dylan Cole, an undrafted guy, so I consider him part of that class.
Absolutely.
He bats it up. Yeah. Cunningham intercepts it. I mean, it's a very, very good class from last season.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
It's looking like it, no doubt.
Rick Smith, wherever Rick Smith is at, feeling pretty good about his legacy when it's all said and done. Number nine, last but certainly not least, and you guys know I couldn't leave without saying this. The team looked coached up. The Texans looked a lot better coached up than the Chiefs did. Chiefs looked like bleep last night. Just not a very good performance from
the
Kansas City Chiefs.
I can't believe I'm saying this. They looked fit. I mean, we're going down this path again.
Are we doing this again?
Richeson?
Luke Richeson?
The muscle whisperer.
See it on the field, couldn't we?
They looked fit.
They
looked engaged.
They looked rested. They were engaged. They had quickness. I mean, everything they're saying about Luke Richeson actually transpired the field.
Came out last night.
Transpired on the field.
Brian Gain in the pregame.
You kind of giggle about it.
But it's a real
thing.
They
looked better. They looked healthier. Fitter.
It is week one, so let's not start bleeping each other just yet. But at the very least, it was a good performance last night. Brian Gain, I think, you know, he talked about it on the pregame about what he wanted to see out of this team last night. He wanted to see guys execute. He wanted to see guys have confidence in what they've been shown and what they've been taught. And I think that's one of the things that you're seeing. And again, we've been beating this to death, but you're fine. I mean, I think last night, again, to your point, the two biggest changes from over the offseason, mm-hmm. right? Brian Gain is the GM. Because one thing about Brian Gain, when you listen to him talk, and again, I'm not sitting here just trying to bash on Rick Smith. But the one thing about Brian Gain, you can tell that dude was a scout.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything he talks about is evaluation, evaluation, and evaluation.
But we still have a job to do.
I love that guy, man. I'm telling you, the Fred Davis in the loop, Sports Radio 610 mojo is real when I ran into him at the airport. And I think it's just, it's just an extension of what we saw last night in last night's contest. He talked about guys playing without thinking. And mm-hmm. I think we saw a lot of that, especially with the twos and some of the threes. Hey, again, they bowed up when they needed to last night. And certainly you're feeling a little bit better about this team after a 1-0 preseason start. That's Landry Locker. That's John Lopez. I'm still that dude, Freddie D. All right, when we come back, we do it each and every day around this time. The hits right here on Houston Sports Leaders.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.